Hey, let's get back to the newsmakers. Welcome to the show, a debut. You know, regulars are Senator Hass and Senator Shaheen, Governor Sununu, and the other office holders and people that maybe may or may not be running for the U.S. Senate now that there's that apparent void with Governor Sununu not running. But Jeff Cousins is a name that's making its ways around, sort of coming south from Littleton, and it's coming into the second district because he's an announced candidate as a Republican to run in the second congressional district. He's got a great business story. I'm actually not a shareholder, but a customer of his story up in Littleton many times in the years at Schilling's. If you've tried the Schilling's product, the beer company, the bratwurst, the food there, they have a great motif in Littleton right on the river there. Beautiful place, a couple buildings there. But he's talking to us now as a potential candidate in the second congressional district. His name's also been floated that he might run for the U.S. Senate as a Republican. Mr. Cousins, thank you for joining us, GMI Studios, on our network of News Talk stations. Good morning.
Hey, Jack, thanks so much for having me. Good morning. It's a frosty one up here in Littleton for sure.
Well, hey, you know what? It should be that time of year. Get the snow guns going. Hey, let's talk about, you know, the old question I like to ask presidential candidates or presidents. Why are you running for office?
You know, it's a great question, Jack. And there is really one reason. I've got a background as a national security professional. And the decade after 9/11, I worked as a counterterrorism advisor to America's warriors. I've also had the experience of building a business from the ground up, really starting from nothing with my family. And on the basis of that experience, that sum of experiences, I can tell you that there's a group of politicians in Washington, D.C. that think they know better than Granite Staters and want to tell us how to run our businesses, raise our families, and live our lives. And I'm standing up to oppose that.
Well, you know what? I didn't know about the national security stuff, and thank you for your service there. Jeff Cousins, and again, it's Cozzens if you're looking to check out his site and all that. Jeff, again, making the leap, though, from being an entrepreneur and Schilling's is in a growth mode. I know over the last several years you've expanded your footprint in Littleton. People wanted you to franchise the great brand you started. Let's just start about your business that you're so passionate about for a moment. I believe, and I may have it wrong, I don't know if it was you and a friend or your brother, got a partner from Germany who was your meister, your beer meister, if you will, and you started with a great venue, a lot of timber and wood feeling in your barn feeling of your main brewery there and restaurant right at Littleton. And I know you have a clothing shop now, a store, but it's really grown. You've become a big part of that greater North Country area and a very, very successful business. In a business that's not easy to be successful at, especially over the last couple of years. So tell us about the genesis of your entrepreneurism, how you picked Littleton, why you did it, and how you think that translates into some skills and expertise to bring into the 2nd Congressional District.
Well, I really appreciate that. You know, it really starts back in 2005. My wife and I, we were wanting to raise our kids somewhere else besides Fairfax County in the D.C. area. And her folks had a cabin up here on Mount Cardigan. And so we would come up on holidays and just fell in love with New Hampshire. And then in 2005 decided that, you know, we're going to raise our kids in a place where there's a sense of real community, where there's a, you know, you can snowshoe and hike and hunt, do all the things that we like to do right out of the backyard. And so we made that switch. I traveled around for the better part of a decade, but we found this place in Littleton. You know, I needed a foil for kind of the years I spent working in counterterrorism. And as an entrepreneur, we wanted to start a business that could give back to the community, that could revitalize something and become a real destination. And we found that in the community of Littleton. And so we picked this old 18th century grist mill. We worked with some partners here in Littleton to rehab this thing. And then we put a lot of long hours in, a lot of late nights for a number of years. And we were fortunate last year to be named the best dark lager brewery in the world, which is a huge, huge honor and a tribute to our team. But, you know, what I'll say is that in terms of what I'm bringing from that business experience to the United States Congress, it is simply a sense of responsibility and a sense of dedication and hard work that is impossible to replicate if you're a career politician. You know, many of the folks in our current congressional delegation really have not had the experience of starting and running a business, right, or pivoting during COVID, or, you know, needing to have, you know, sign paychecks for dozens of families that are depending on them. And so these are all invaluable experiences that I'm looking forward to to bringing to the service of the people of New Hampshire.
Jeff Cousins, good morning, New Hampshire, across our network of News Talk stations. We just had on Representative Chris Pappas, who's the incumbent in the 1st Congressional District. I asked him about the redistricting process going on in the legislature. Tomorrow morning, we have Ann Custer, the office holder in the 2nd Congressional District. I want to ask you about your, you know, obviously you have some concerns about her performance, or you would not be probably seeking the nomination as a Republican to run against Ann Custer. But Ann Custer does very well, election after election, formidable fundraiser, regardless of, you know, if she's perceived to be more politically left in Washington than she is here, she does well. And she's going to be on the show tomorrow. My question to you is, with this redistricting, some would say it's going to make it impossible for a viable Republican to win that second district, maybe more likely to win the first district. So I want to get your reaction to the redistricting. Does it make you pause? Is it, are you still emboldened and running? Because your name has also been mentioned as someone who may look at running in the U.S. Senate now that Governor Sununu's not, which will be a statewide race. So it's really two questions. Your thoughts on the redistricting and Congresswoman Custer. And secondly, are you 100% running in the 2nd Congressional District, or do you leave the door ajar that you might jump into the Senate race as a late entry and a business expert and someone who would run?
Well, Jack, you're asking a lot of questions for some of the politicos. I'm not one of those. I'm a business guy. I'm a counterterrorism guy. I'm an entrepreneur. And I can tell you that, you know, in terms of this whole redistricting process, I'm just going to leave this to the will of the people, and I'm going to focus on earning the trust and hearing the stories from the folks in the second district. That is where my entire focus is. I'm honored that my name has been floated as a potential U.S. Senate candidate, but I'm focused on running for Congress.
Hey, well, you know what? You know what's refreshing? Thank you, Jeff Cousins, for answering the question. A lot of times I have to ask it four times, so thank you. Thank you for answering that. Hey, last question. Afghanistan. We have a Army Ranger coming up a little bit later on who's written a book about this, or, you know, worried about, you know, the whole situation. It's out of sight, out of mind. National media, you know, it's kind of the, you know, kind of the anniversary of 9/11 came and went, and, you know, people don't remember unless you're the loved one of those 13 service members who were killed by ISIS-K, the terrorists, you know, in Afghanistan. We don't think about Americans left behind. People aren't even talking about it. You're a counterterrorism expert. Should we be worried?
You know, one of the weirdest things I've heard in American foreign policy in the last decade or so was the President of the United States standing up and saying, there's no al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. As he said there was no al-Qaeda threat left. And I can tell you that, you know, through the intermarriages of the folks that comprise this quasi-cabinet of the Taliban, through their experiences and as weapons traffickers, as folks deeply involved in the narcotics trade, they have intimate relationships with al-Qaeda, and we've known that for a long time. And so I think we also see a lot of people coming back in to Afghanistan that mean our country harm. So, yeah, I'm super concerned about that. You don't have enough time to hear me expound on all of my feelings about our chaotic withdrawal. It had strategic implications, not just tactical or operational implications.
What's the website, Jeff Cousins? Not for shilling, so you can throw both out. I don't care.
No, you know, and I've actually stepped down as the CEO from Shilling. I've left that in the capable hands of my brother, so I no longer work there. But I, you know, if you want to go to www.jeffcousins.com, JeffCousens.com, you can read a little bit more about me and about my campaign. And, you know, in terms of Shilling Beer Company, that's where I go to drink my beer. But well, I'm focused 100% on running for Congress.
Hardest question you're going to face today. You ready?
I'm ready.
You don't sound like you're quaking. Are you ready?
Of course I'm ready. Lay it on me, Jack.
Favorite beer at Shilling's?
Oh, I've got to go with Alexander. I'm a huge Pilsner guy.
Hey, that's thanks, easy. Jeff Cousins. Thanks a lot. Thanks for your work also on the counterintelligence side. We'll get you back in soon. Good morning, New Hampshire. Jeff Cousins, 2nd District. Thank you.